How are you, Rudy? All right this afternoon? You good? You good? I'm good. All right. We'll see if I can get myself settled in here. See if I can. This is Tim Reed. We're down here. Tim is one of the finest people I've ever gotten to meet. The fact that he had never told really this story says more about him than I can say. Tim was in the Air Force. He followed his father's service during World War II. His father was in the Army Air Corps, which was the predecessor of the Air Force. And so he went in to celebrate that. There's a couple things that I always feel are important so people will understand what the song is about. There's a thing in here that I talk about the TAS 19. It's actually the 19th Tactical Air Supply, right? Support. I know I was going to screw stuff up. That's what you guys are there for, which is a pretty good gig. And then somebody decided that he should become part of the Forward Air Control, which, for those of you that don't know, so if you're in an airport, they have a control tower that tells the planes where to land, when to land, and do all of those kind of things. Well, you don't have that in battle. What you have is you have these people that go out and they stand on a tower above the trees with binoculars and a radio to let the helicopters know where they're going, where the airplanes are going, where the munitions are going, and all. And they're basically, if you want to know what the definition of naked and alone is, that's it, because they're a target, and they're just out there all alone, basically, and they're guiding all of this in, so they're open to snipers and all the rest of it. And so, needless to say, they suffer a lot of casualties. To protect themselves, psychologically, I guess, they have a shield, and it's a thing called Don't Mean Nothing. So it's kind of a way of protecting themselves from being affected every time someone got shot. They don't mean nothing. Somebody got killed, don't mean nothing. Might sound cruel, but it kept everybody sane and it keeps everybody alive. And it's an amazing, I have nothing but just admiration and respect for all these guys that have done, that have served this country, and guys like Tim that have really gone out of the way. And this is like just such a cool story. And apparently Tim had never told it to anybody but his wife and his brother. And so I know that some of his family's here today, and you're going to hear about him for the first time. And I'm going to tell you what, I think we have about a $100 bet or $150 bet whether I actually get through this song without weeping. So I'm going to try. Tim wanted a kind of an Irish thing, and I just can't play Irish guitar. So I kind of went with Tim is a bagpipe player, which is something... You have to understand, my wife and I love bagpipes. So when I found out he's a bagpiper, I'm like, holy yeah, I got me a bagpiper. So there's going to be kind of bagpipes. They have the pipes up here called a drone. They just kind of do a kind of thing. So that's what I went with. I thought it would be. Besides, the music doesn't mean anything. It's the lyrics.